A 5.3mm thick 4G phone has been announced by Japan's biggest telecoms firm, NTT Docomo. For many Canadians, the idea of legal cannabis once seemed a pipe dream. But from the 17th of October,
Megan kicked off their shoots and went barefoot on Bundang Beach as they continued their tour of Australia and New Zealand.
不管是在清晨宁静的校园，还是在人潮涌动的地铁，戴上耳机，你就拥有了这个世界。你好，我是夏鹏，欢迎你关注我的公众微信号教书匠小夏。英语学习绝对不是一条坦途，人生奋斗的向上之路也异常曲折，但没有关系，当你回望之时，我仍然在此为你守候。夏说英文晨读，英语学新闻，睁眼看世界。
Hello everyone, welcome back to another episode for 夏说英文晨读。 This is Jimmy. In today's news,Chinese Olympian Alien Gu wins second gold medal at World Championships. 各位晨读的小伙伴们，大家早上好，欢迎来到夏说英文晨读，我是Jimmy。今天早上为你带来的这篇新闻是中国奥运选手谷爱凌在世锦赛上获得第二枚金牌。那么具体内容如何呢？首先我会为你朗读一遍新闻，希望你在听新闻的同时不要去看原文，看看自己能够听懂多少。此外，我向你强烈推荐有灵外刊精读特训营，只要你坚持学习，学费将全额原路退回。希望你和我一样，把英文学习当成一种习惯。种一棵树最好的时间是十年前，其次是现在。只要你想开始，什么时候都不算晚。即刻在公众号夏说英文晨读回复外刊两个字报名参加吧。Alright, without any further ado, I'm going to read the news for you. Are you ready? Let's go. US-born Chinese skier Eileen Gu celebrated her second gold medal at this year's Freestyle Ski and Snowboarding World Championships, which is hosted by the International Ski Federation. Committed to representing the People's Republic of China in the next year's Winter Olympics,Gu's name is now enshrined as champion of the women's free ski slow style and ski halfpipe competitions. She hopes that her actions can inspire or possibly change one young girl's life, saying, I wanted to introduce snow sports and free skiing in particular to Chinese people, and particularly to youth and girls. If I can just change one young girl's life and show her one new passion or help break one boundary, then the decision was worth it.
好，新闻读完，那么首先来看新闻的第一句。
US-born Chinese skier Eileen Gu celebrated her second gold medal at this year's Freestyle Ski and Snowboarding World Championships, which is hosted by the International Ski Federation.
新闻第一句导语已经交代清楚了整个事件。主语是 US-born Chinese skier Eileen Gu.
Celebrated her second gold medal at this year's Freestyle Ski and Snowboarding World Championships.
庆祝自己在自由式滑雪和单板滑雪世锦赛上获得的第二枚金牌。然后后面呢又是跟了一个非限定性定语从句，补充了一个比赛的信息。
Which is hosted by the International Ski Federation.
这个是由国际滑雪联合会主办。那么句子理顺之后呢，我们来讲一个词。Celebrate 这个词呢，其实最早来自于宗教语境啊，讲的是基督教纪念耶稣牺牲的宗教仪式弥撒，就围起来的一群人。那后来呢，才指代庆祝各类活动。
Celebrate 做动词后边其实可以不用接任何宾语，你可以直接说 do something to celebrate 啊。For example, it's your birthday and we're going out for a meal to celebrate.
今天是你生日啊，我们一起出去吃顿饭庆祝庆祝。当然，它后面呢也可以接宾语啊。从2019到至今的两年当中啊，谷爱凌已经为中国的冬青奥会和世锦赛等重大赛事拿下了11枚金牌。她的每一次登台领奖几乎都是中国女队在该项目上的突破。好，我们再来看新闻的第二句。
Committed to representing the People's Republic of China in the next year's Winter Olympics, Gu's name is now enshrined as champion of the women's free ski slow style and ski halfpipe competitions.
这句话看似很长，实则不然啊！还是一样，我们来拆一下句子。首先，句子一开头呢，前半句是一个 committed to 这个过去分词短语做的一个状语啊，讲了一下谷爱凌对于代表中国参赛的热情。 说鼓呢立志代表中华人民共和国参加明年的冬奥会。 commit to 这是一个比较常见的短语啊，它其实就相当于是 promise to do something， 誓要或者是立志要做某件事情。
For example, I can say once we have committed to doing this, there is no going back。
一旦我们下定决心要做这件事，就没有回头路了。Commit to， 注意它后边接的是一个 ing 形式，所以呢原文当中用的就是 representing、啊、那么到这儿呢前半句是首先交代了一个背景，那我们再来看后面的主句部分。
Gu's name is now enshrined as champion of the women's free ski slopestyle and ski halfpipe competitions。
说谷爱凌的名字已经被封为女子自由滑雪障碍技巧和 U 型场地项目的冠军。这句里边呢有一些滑雪项目是我们不太熟悉的，感兴趣的话你可以多了解一下。不过这句话有一个动词啊用得很传神，叫做 enshrine。 in 表示进入啊， shrine 意思呢是神龛，就是供奉神佛的那个小格子，所以 enshrine 它字面含义其实就是把它放在神龛里边、啊、意思就是说某人啊已经被封神了啊，使什么什么神圣而不可侵犯。比如说 This system is enshrined in our constitution，
我们的宪法呢使该制度神圣而不可侵犯。
然后我们再接着来看新闻的最后一句啊，谷爱凌说了自己为什么要回国效力。
She hopes that her actions can inspire or possibly change one young girl's life, saying, I wanted to introduce snow sports and free skiing in particular to Chinese people, and particularly to youth and girls.If I can just change one young girl's life and show her one new passion or help break one boundary, then the decision was worth it.
这句话看似很长啊，但其实全部都是口语，非常简单。他说呢，他希望自己的所作所为可以激励或者是有可能的话去改变哪怕一个女孩的生活。然后后面 saying 他表示，那后边这个部分呢，就是他在采访当中说的内容。
I wanted to introduce snow sports and free skiing in particular to Chinese people, and particularly to youth and girls.
他说我特别想让中国人民接触到冰雪运动和自由滑雪，特别是青年和女孩。他句子当中的这个 introduce something to somebody， 其实意思呢是
to make somebody learn about something or do something for the first time.
也就是让某人初次接触什么什么事情啊，比如说
He introduced the delights of natural food to us、
他带我们第一次享受到了天然食品的乐趣。然后再往后呢，他接着又说
If I can just change one young girl's life and show her one new passion or help break one boundary, then the decision was worth it、
他说如果啊，我可以改变哪怕一个女孩的生活，告诉她一种新的爱好，或者呢是帮她做一些突破 ，break one boundary。他说这些呢都很值得 ，was worth it。好，新闻我们就讲到这里，接下来我们一起回顾一下今天所学的重点三个表达。首先第一个是 commit to doing something， 表示誓要或者是立志要做某件事情。
Once we have committed to doing this, there is no going back。
好，下一个。Enshrine 表示使什么什么神圣不可侵犯或者是某人封神了。
This system is enshrined in our constitution。
好，最后一个表达是 introduce something to somebody， 使某人初次接触什么。
He introduced the delights of natural food to us、
他带我们第一次享受到了天然食品的乐趣。 OK， 那就是我们今天为你带来这篇新闻讲解。再次提醒大家不要忘记关注我们的公众号下说英文晨读。恭喜你又听完了一篇晨读。
US-born Chinese skier Aileen Gu celebrated her second gold medal at this year's Freestyle Ski and Snowboarding World Championships, which is hosted by the International Ski Federation. Committed to representing the People's Republic of China in the next year's Winter Olympics,Gu's name is now enshrined as champion of the women's free ski slopestyle and ski halfpipe competitions. She hopes that her actions can inspire or possibly change one young girl's life, saying, I wanted to introduce snow sports and free skiing in particular to Chinese people, and particularly to youth and girls. If I can just change one young girl's life and show her one new passion or help break one boundary, then the decision was worth it.